Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. So, have you ever realized that you go through the day feeling not quite yourself and you just can't figure out why? And you know, there just feels like there's just something nagging at you, but you just can't put your finger on it. So that's what's been happening to me all day. I felt a little bit off. I didn't know why. And you know, it was nagging at me, and I was going through the motions of doing what I needed to do. And it just dawned on me what it is that has, I don't know, just kept me a little bit just not quite myself today. So of course I'm writing out some work here and looking for houses for some clients, and I realized today is January 17th and it's Tuesday. And the interesting thing about that is today is my 12 year anniversary, exactly Tuesday, January 17th, 2006. Is when I had a massive heart attack. And the other interesting part of today is the quote that I put on Facebook this morning, which reads, "We all have two lives. The second one starts when we realize we only have one." And it's funny that I would have put that on today because I am on my second life now, thank God, because after I had my massive heart attack, a few days later, which would be 5 days from now, 12 years ago, I had triple bypass surgery. And that, you know, had its own complications and everything. But yet here I am, 12 years later today, celebrating the fact that this happened to me. Now, although I've been going around in a little bit of a funk today and didn't really remember why, it's not a negative thing. I think it's something that affects you, it touches you, and it's something that you will always remember. But something that I had to learn from that experience, which was, you know, we all have tragic experiences that happen to us, whether it's something that happened to us in childhood, whether it's, you know, a death of someone who's been close to you, whether it is something that's happened in a marriage or a family, or just it's a health issue that you have experienced. What I learned, and I have to say I really didn't learn it quickly, it probably took me about 4 years until I got it here, that life doesn't happen to you. Life happens for you. And what does that mean? It means that these things that we go through, these tragic experiences, actually help us. I am so glad that I went through what I went through, because I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I wouldn't have the drive or the goals or just the love of waking up every morning, because I get the chance to wake up every morning. And that's a huge thing. And if you've never been at that point where, you know, you're alive and then you're dying, if you've never been to that point, I don't think you can experience what it is to actually wake up, open your eyes in the morning, and just say, thank God it's another day. So I was told after 5 years that likely my operation was going to have to be redone because, let's say technically speaking, female arteries are thinner than male arteries, and likely they would have to be, the whole operation would have to be redone. But knock on wood, here I am 12 years later, healthy, because I learned that exercise, food, and far less stress will keep you going and will actually, in my case, reverse everything that I went through. So the purpose of this video, really there's no purpose other than to tell you, appreciate this one life that you have because it is shorter than we expect. And you know, be grateful. Be grateful no matter what kind of a day you're having. Be grateful no matter what kind of a situation you feel like you're in right now. Tomorrow is another day, and be lucky you have tomorrow, because not everybody does. Have a good evening. Thanks for listening, and I always want to leave you something to think about. If you fear it, then that should be your next move. I'm Catherine Lucadu. Until next time.